This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever in the world you are. This is David Samuel coming to you with another nugget. Today, I'm going to talk about leadership. If appropriate, I will challenge leaders on their style of management by floating these questions at them. I ask them to think of one of their children, and if they don't have kids, then a younger sibling or nephew or niece. In fact, anyone young that they care about. And to ask themselves if they would encourage and like this person to work for someone with a style exactly the same as they have. I ask them, what type of person would you want your child or somebody you care about to work for? What would they do if they knew a boss was treating this person that they care about terribly? And especially if they had the means to do something about it. Are you anything like the person your partner or parents think you are? Do you address people in a way that conveys respect for them? One of the key arguments I sometimes hear is that what they want from employees is not unreasonable, and that it is frustrating that simple instructions often cannot be followed. Remember, what is simple for one person is often not that easy for another, and that includes ourselves. See, here's the thing. Firstly, employees must be seen as colleagues, and therefore having a need to be inspired to work for you and with you. I'm not saying that certain people are not the right fit, and that no matter how good one can be as a leader, that there are never situations where it is best for all to part ways. But leadership style is a huge factor in creating a brilliant and fun work environment. If people see work as almost a hobby that they would do without pay, then the upside is absolutely huge. Equally, it doesn't matter whether what you say is right or wrong if it upsets the other person. And no matter how well-meaning the content is, there has to be an empathy to understand where they are coming from, also at what stage of their life they're in, what stage of their career they're in, the maturity that they have. This is a skill that can and must be learned for good leadership. Soft skills are very difficult to learn because, in part, they come from experience, but also sometimes learning to know what triggers us. As I hinted above, if people are slow to catch on, maybe this is a trigger for you. Learning to resist the temptation to bite at others when they say something, usually in innocence, without having a clue that it is a trigger for you, is an important skill. You can't assume that they are saying something on purpose to trigger you. As I said, normally it is said in innocence. I would say it is impossible, unless you work on self-awareness and been through a lot of personal introspection, to be a good leader. Another skill is understanding that it is often more important how you say something, the words you use, the tone of voice, and the timing of when you say something being more important than what you say. Your legacy as a leader will not rest solely and ultimately in your successes and achievements, but in how you made people around you feel. Being mentored and coached is the most meaningful investment of your time and resources, because no one can see or experience themselves unbiasedly. Business is learning fast from sport, where the very best invest in coaches to improve and never stand still. If you don't evolve as a person, then you cannot say you are a high performer or believe in excellence, because excellence today is average in the future. If you are interested in joining me for high performance coaching in business, please email me at david@mindsetcollege.co.uk. My client list is limited, and most clients stay long term and are being extremely successful. I look forward to speaking to you again next week, and thanks a lot again for your time.
Podcast Network.